evening, everyone, and welcome to Offsides College Football Top 25 Plus 5. I am Michael Bayhaus, and you are on the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, we broadcast live all over the world, and we have some great shows on here, and good family shows, too. Fishing in Florida show, Bare Knuckles radio show, Spiritual Freedom show, Red Pill reality show, Take Point 22 radio show, which is on tonight at 8 o'clock, Brighter Life show, I mean, Circle of Q, Offsides, Slobberknocker, you know, I mean, there's so many great shows. It's just, we have a lot of fun, and we have some of the greatest people, and we have great merchandise, too. So you come on over to Trim Radio Network, and you can select whatever merchandise you want from whatever show you want, and show your apparel, show it around. We love it when you support us around. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its managers, hosts, or owners, or others. It is just opinions, and it is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. Anyway, we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, and you call in, you know what, give us your opinion. We'd love to hear it. So you call in anytime. Tell me, if you don't like how I do my picks, hey, you tell me. I'm all for it. And that song right there, Bring Me to Life, that's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. Anyway, without further ado, what a weekend in college football. Made my picks, and I lost. So it was rough this weekend. I wasn't expecting some of the teams to go down that went down. I expected a lot closer games, still spectacular games, you know, very impressive from a lot of colleges, and to other ones I was like, you should have, what are you doing? You know, it was kind of one of those deals, but there was just absolutely wonderful games all, you know, Saturday long, and I just absolutely loved them, and I mean, they were fantastic, and if you didn't catch the Tennessee game, boy, oh boy, you missed a game. That's all I can say, because that was just wow. That was a fantastic game. I watched it right to the end, and I was thinking, come on, come on, come on. And they did. They pulled it out over Alabama. But I'll tell you what, now it's hard to know where to kind of put these teams as you look at everyone. And here we are. We're coming up now. And we're going on to week 7 and 8, and it's hard to know exactly where to put everybody. And I had to give it a lot of thought, and I know a lot of other people, they're just whipping out names and stuff like that. But you know what? I kind of look at everything. So looking at strength of schedule, and, you know, John Patrick, who, you know, hasn't been on yet this year, who I keep trying to get on here, but eventually he will. He uses this computer program, and he did this computer program, and it's fantastic. And of course, he holds the all-time lead because he cheats. He used the computer program. I pick by the heart, and I'm in second. And of course, Marcus is in third. But we've got a whole bunch of people that play, and we do a pick'em every week. So if you're ever on Facebook and you get a chance and you see the pick'em, join up, join in, have fun. You know, we have a blast, and you know, we just have a good time doing it. But let's get on with it, because my time is limited. I've got about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then we get into the pro football with Austin Neely and Slobberknocker, and there were incredible games on that too. So Austin and I just sit down, we watch college, we watch pro, we have a lot of fun, and we get to enjoy the weekend, and, you know, we usually cook out, or we just have a great big dinner, and we have a lot of fun as a family and just watch the games and stuff, which is really cool. It's a great way for us to enjoy each other's company and to have a lot of fun and get competitive. So it is a lot of fun. And this week was it for sure. Brendan Hooker from Tennessee is just phenomenal. And I know C.J. Stroud is a fantastic quarterback. Bryce Young is a fantastic quarterback. When you look at those three right there, you really are separating yourselves from the rest of college football. I mean, those three are absolutely amazing. Spot on, They throw the ball like a rope. It's just incredible. And all over the field, their offenses are just prolific. And Alabama, you know, they are a team to be reckoned with, always have been. And when you look at them, if you beat Alabama, that's a big feat. And not many teams have been able to say they have done it in the last 10 years. You've got Clemson, Ohio State, Tennessee, Georgia, and I believe Texas A&M. But it's you know, in Auburn. It's very few and in between times that you see Alabama get beat. And that game was back and forth right until the last 2 seconds, 3 seconds of the game. And it was just absolutely fantastic. I can't talk enough about Tennessee. It's good to see them. It's good to see somebody different. And I like that. And it just, fantastic game. Absolutely just loved it. But let's look at the top 25. And I'm not even going to go over my picks from last week because, well, I can tell you that I chose badly. Number one, Georgia. That's who I have as number one in my top 25. Georgia won over Vanderbilt, 55-0. I can say pretty much that they just wiped them up. And it was good to kind of see Georgia back because I did have a close game here and there. And glad to see that they've kind of got it back in the swing of things. And we'll see how they do this week. It's going to be very interesting. But we'll kind of kick back and see how these teams do because here it comes. Now we're getting into the BCS now. So now this is when it's going to start to count, guys. And this is when they start picking it up, who the top four is. Getting in and getting out of there is very, very hard to do. So we're going to see how this works out. Okay, number two, Ohio State. They had a bye. Ohio State, at this time, they are, there's, you know, there's nine teams that are bowl eligible. And Ohio State is one of them, Georgia's one of them, Tennessee is one of them, Michigan's one, Clemson's one, UCLA's one, TCU is one, Ole Miss is one, Alabama is one. And then we have a whole bunch of other teams that are one win away from becoming bowl eligible. So that's all going to change this weekend. Now you're going to start seeing all the bowl eligible teams coming up. Number three, Tennessee. You know, they won over Alabama 52-49, a heck of a game. And they are the third best team in the country. Watching that offense and defense, absolutely just, you know, I've been keeping my eye on them the whole time long, and they have not let me down, and they won't let me down this weekend either. So Tennessee is number three, and right now they are in the top four for the football playoff. Number four, Michigan. They decimated Penn State. It wasn't even a game. They won that game 41-17. You had two running backs, you know, the corner. God, that kid and Edwards just ran over them. I mean, each of them had 100 yards easy that game and just ran over Penn State. They could not stop them. They could not do anything. It almost looked like Penn State just was not ready to play at all. And, boy, it showed on the final scoreboard, 41-17. Clemson, another close win over Florida State. 34-28. But hey, they're undefeated. They're number five. Number six. Now, this might make people upset. After watching UCLA dismantle the Utah Utes, they are your Pac-12. I kind of knew it was going to be one of like four teams in between Utah, USC, UCLA, or Oregon. I am going with the dark horse, UCLA. They seem like they are the team. So we're going to take a look at UCLA, but I think that they have a very good chance of going undefeated. Number seven, TCU. You won 43-40, and you did it over Oklahoma State. So very impressive, very close, a lot of parity there. It could have went either way, but TCU came out on top. So for right now, TCU, you're at number seven. Number eight, Ole Miss. You won over Auburn 48-34, as I expected you to. But you do have Bama coming up here eventually. You know, and I don't, if they play Bama, I have to go back and take a look to see if they do. But we're going to see how they do. down the line, but Ole Miss looks real good, and they're undefeated and bowl eligible. Number nine, Alabama. I'm sorry you fell all the way down there, but six spots. I'm sorry, you take a penalty just like any other college team. That's the way it goes. You lost 52-49. You lost to Tennessee. So we're just going to swap spots. Number 10, Oklahoma State. You lost to TCU. I really thought you guys were going to take the whole way through, but now it's going to go back. I have a feeling Oklahoma State and TCU could be playing for that championship of the Big 12. We're going to find out. Number 11, Oregon. You know, after the first week when they got destroyed, and I mean destroyed by Georgia, everyone kind of was like, Oregon, they're nothing this year. Well, they are something this year, and I'm going to tell you, that's their only loss. So we're going to see how they do this week. It's going to be very interesting, but Oregon is number 11 for right now. USC, you tumbled too. You fell, and a lot of people are going to say, well, you didn't knock them down six, but I did. So you're at number 12, and you fell to Utah, 43-42. Syracuse. Syracuse is undefeated, and they are bowl eligible, and they won 24-9 over North Carolina State. And right now, between them and Clemson, they are leading the ACC. So that's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out who's going to come out there real soon. This week, as a matter of fact. Illinois. Now, they're number 14. A lot of people didn't give Illinois a chance at all. Illinois has one loss, but they knocked off Minnesota, and it's a very good Minnesota team, 26-14. Number 15, Wake Forest. Wake, next two wins, I believe, were on a bye. Wake Forest, Kansas State, both with one loss. Very good. It's going to be interesting. You know, so far, a lot of people are, you know, mocking the Big 12, but I got to tell you, they're probably the most solid conference out there right now. They're very, very strong, very good teams, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. That's for sure. The ACC, they're better than what they have been. So there is a lot of close scored games, and a lot of people don't think Clemson deserved to be where they're at. But I'm going to tell you, Clemson plays just above the level of their competition. Dabo Swinney has those boys ready to go, and they're always ready to play. So, you know, he's very good at that, and they are undefeated. And you might not like the quarterback, but he gets the job done, and that's the bottom line. So UJ gets it done, and, you know, that's why they're where they're at, and that's why some of the teams there, they're doing really well. Number 17, Penn State. Well, you got – I'm going to tell you this. It looked like almost like a chalk coloring contest out on a driveway with kids by the time Michigan got done with them. The Utah Utes, well, you're number 18. You won over USC, 43-42. Congratulations. I don't understand how you lost the other games. I don't understand it. And, you know, I look at that and I think, okay, which team is going to show up? And that's just about how it is with Utah. Which team is going to show up? Number 19, Texas. You won over Iowa State, 24-21. Good job for Texas. And, again, there's another team, you know, from the Big 12. Tough conference, just a tough conference, and they're playing good. And they played Alabama close. So, you know, bad choice maybe with the field goal or whatever, but, you know, again, just proof in the pudding that the Big 12 is a very good conference. Kentucky won over Mississippi State. You rebounded after losing to the Gamecocks, 27-17. So they're still in the thick of it. And the Cincinnati Bearcats. You know what? They're looking tough. I think they got their one loss, but they are looking very tough. Number 22, UNC. You won over Duke, 38-35. And there's another half of the ACC, which I said, they've got some great teams in there. So this year they're much better than what they were in previous years. Number 23, lost Mississippi State. You lost to Kentucky, 27-17. Number 24, the Tulane Green Wave, and you won 45-31 over South Florida Bulls, which was a good game. You know, another high-scoring game. We're getting some good high-scoring games. You know, Tulane has been one of those teams. They're kind of a giant killer. You know, you look at the teams in the past that are giant killers, from Boise State to App State to Tulane. You know, we've seen it before with Fresno State. There are a few schools that aren't in the Power Five conferences per se that just have the ability to come on up and stomp or beat some of the bigger name schools. So it's going to be interesting once we do the expansion and the new playoffs. It's going to be very, very interesting. And it's going to be a lot of fun because, you know, we're waiting for the final format on this. So be it 10 teams, which is what I think that they're looking like. It's going to be very interesting. And I think it's going to be, you know, to where you are going to get a true national championship at that point. So, you know, right now you got four teams fighting for it. But really in the top 10, any given day, you don't know which team could upset which team. That's just how football is. So, especially in college. Number 25, North Carolina State. You lost to Syracuse. 29-9. If you go down again, you are out. So then we have LSU. You were winners, 45-35 over Florida. You were number 26. Florida's been one of those teams where they've played people close and they look good, but they just don't have enough muscle to get the job done. And, you know, they played Tennessee close. They couldn't get the job done. Tennessee really did beat them, though, pretty good. But the score was closer than what the game was. But you look, LSU, here's another one. It's not too bad. 10 points again. And they play the competition close, but you have to be able to close it out, and you have to be able to get it done. Purdue won over Nebraska, 43-37. It's Nebraska, so... you know, Purdue is one of those teams. Every week, who's going to show up? Maryland. Maryland was 38-33 winners over Indy. So the Hoosiers there, they've took it on the chin to them. So Maryland's a good team. It's a good team. Matter of fact, Ohio State's going to be playing them real soon here. And Kansas State, well, lost to Oklahoma, 52-42. Did not see that one coming. I got to tell you, I really didn't see that one coming. And Minnesota losing to Illinois. I didn't really see that one coming. I thought maybe it could go either way, but Illinois was definitely – Brett Bielema is something else. And he gets those teams ready to go, and they're ready to play. And they are just – you know what? They're just plain old good. His teams are good. And you can bet that he's going to build that program right on up. And he's going to make sure that they're ready to go and to play anybody. And we are going to see some great games this weekend that are coming up. So we'll kick back. We'll take some more notes. We'll see what the first standings are of the BCS that's going to be coming out. And we will be back next week, and we're going to talk more about it. But in the next 2 minutes here, 3 minutes here, definitely tune in to Trim Radio Network, because we do have some more new programming coming on. We have a lot of things coming up. It's getting towards the Christmas season and everything. Veterans Day coming up, November 11th. So we got that coming up. So we've got a lot of different things going on, a lot of, you know, changes that are happening all the time. Tune in to us. Enjoy us. And you know what? You don't have to be afraid if your kids tune in. You're not going to hear cussing, swearing, or anything else like that. We keep it very clean. We have a lot of fun. And they're just great people that, you know, have the programs, do the programs and everything. So we're very blessed, very lucky. Anyway, with that, if you guys stay tuned, you're going to hear Slobberknocker with Austin Neely coming up next. And he's got a lot going on. So I have to give him his time to get things done. And we will catch you guys next week on Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. Don't let John brag. I think Marcus and him won last week, but We'll see how it goes, and we'll bring him on hopefully next week. I'm going to try to bring him on, talk him into it. Anyway, folks, we'll see you then. Until then, go Buckeyes. Go Tennessee. Go Navy. And go South Carolina. And stay tuned. Slobber Knuckle coming up right after this.